After acclaimed runs in Denver and New York, Rep Stage has brought a play called The Whale to Maryland. Maryland Morning theater critic J. Wynn Russick brings us this review.
Samuel D. Hunter's play, The Whale, includes repeated references to two famous whales, Moby Dick and the whale that swallowed Jonah. But the title of this 2012 play refers primarily to a whale that's far from famous. He's a reclusive middle-aged professor named Charlie. Charlie lives in small-town Idaho and weighs roughly 600 pounds. The Whale is receiving a nuanced, moving, and disturbing regional debut at Rep Stage in Columbia. Under Casey Campbell's direction, Michael Risotto's portrayal of Charlie is a tour de force. Charlie's confined to his propped-up, dilapidated living room couch for almost the entire play. Essentially, he's immobilized. He teaches solely via the internet. His students hear him speaking through a headset. They've never seen him.
This is from a paper I got from a student last year, a freshman at UC Santa Barbara. He was writing this for an American Lit class. It's a paper about the Great Gatsby. There were many aspects to the book, The Great Gatsby, but I was bored by it because it was about people that I don't care about.
Charlie has expectations of his students, but he has no expectations of himself. He gave them up when his lover died. His lover stopped eating after a spiritual crisis. Charlie's taken the opposite route. He's eating himself to death. Risotto wears an immense fat suit to play Charlie. His breathing is labored, almost as much wheezing and coughing as breathing. His long hair is greasy and stringy. When Risotto's Charlie does have to get up, the monumental struggle feels like slow motion. The effect is so convincing, a patron was overheard saying she thought the actor actually was the size of the character he's playing. At this point in his life, near the end, Charlie has only one friend, a nurse named Liz, whose bond with him turns out to be a sad revelation. Liz has an odd method of treating her friend and unofficial patient. She rushes over for any medical emergency, but she also keeps Charlie well stocked with submarine sandwiches and buckets of fried chicken. She's an enigma, and whether due to the script or the performance, actress Megan Anderson doesn't seem to have figured her out. Liz desperately wants Charlie to live, but she also wants to give him what he wants.
So what, you're just gonna give up?
What else am I supposed to do?
Go to the hospital?
Okay, I could go to the hospital. I could get a bypass operation or whatever. Rack up several hundred thousand dollars of hospital bills I won't be able to pay back, ever. And then I'll come back home, maybe, and last, what, a year at the most?
Liz thinks she alone knows what's best for Charlie. Shortly after the play begins, a young Mormon missionary shows up at the door. Charlie welcomes the missionary's company. Liz does not. Liz also questions Charlie's sudden desire to reconnect with the teenage daughter he hasn't seen since she was two. The daughter, Ellie, is angry, insolent, and hate-filled, and Jenna Rossman's jittery portrayal is distressingly credible. Ellie, disgusted, calls her father, quote, a monster. But it's her behavior that's beastly. Bribery is the only way her father can get her to spend time with him.
If you really don't want to be here, you can go. You can still have the money.
You'd let me have the money anyway?
Yes.
I thought you wanted to get to know me.
I do. But I don't want to force you to be here. That's not fair. It's up to you.
We're confronted with one source of Ellie's bitterness when we meet her extremely bitter mother. As the mother, Susan Rome, an attractive actress, is completely transformed, unrecognizable in another of the production's fine depictions of human nature at its least attractive. Charlie may have given up on himself, but he hasn't given up on the people around him. The way he ekes emotion out of his seemingly unfeeling daughter and ex-wife proves what a great teacher he is. Greater, playwright Samuel Hunter suggests, than even the lessons of Herman Melville and the Bible. Rep Stage's production of The Whale does the same thing to the audience. Director Casey Campbell's deeply felt, disquieting approach evokes empathy in places where repulsion might be the expected response.
The Whale is at Rep Stage, the regional theater in residence at Howard Community College in Columbia. It's there until Sunday. Come to WIPR.org/Marilyn Morning for all the details. Next week, theater critic J. Wynn Russick reviews One Night in Miami at Baltimore's Center Stage. I'm Tom Hall. It's Marilyn Morning. Lots more after a break for the news. Stay with us.